Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, share number 96, Bais Pnimi, share for women, share number 96. Another way to develop and maintain affection for your husband is to do things for your husband in a very positive way. When you do something for someone in a positive way, chesed, kindness, kind acts, we develop a feeling of closeness towards them. That's the fact, the motivating principle behind the prohibition of certain acts of intimacy when a wife is in the nida state. Because if you do some acts, of intimate type acts externally, it will create a warm feeling that could lead to intimacy. So a wife has to be careful not to do those types of acts that could lead to physical intimacy, serving him food and drink and so on and so forth, preparing his bed, washing in his presence, things like that. That's brought down in halacha. Which means that in the non-nida period, you show that to promote that. And again, in the nida period, you still behave with kindness. We're talking about kindness that would leave acts that lead to intimacy. But the idea being behind this is that one way that a wife can force their growth of affection within her, between herself and her husband, is to do things for him. And besides the reward of increasing marital love, you're doing a mitzvah of chesed too, olam chesed yibaneh. Kindness is one of the three things the world exists on, and specifically with your husband. And even if unfortunately he by mistake or doesn't realize and fails to notice your efforts, you get that schar of chesed regardless. What sort of things do you do? Is it enough that you're raising the children? Is it enough that you're keeping the house in order and doing laundry and so on and so forth? These are all tremendous chasadim. But we're talking about kindnesses that are specific to him personally. Similar goes the other way around too, which we're going to explain in a minute. Because a man, when he feels the love for his wife, it's not primarily because of those functions. She could work away, polish and shine and organize, and yet the husband lost some affection. And but aren't I a good wife? My husband's a lucky man. I'm taking care of everything. The husband's thinking, I wish my wife was kinder to me. All day she yells at me, take my shoes off, hang my coat up, clean up after myself. Why can't I come home to a sweet, loving wife? And there's a like sort of disparity between the two. And she's thinking, I'm doing everything for him. He's thinking, I feel rejected. She's not kind to me. So what's going on exactly? And the part of it is that we equate the wonderful things we do, but in the household type of way, but not to the husband personally. Most men do not just say, oh, my wife does a wonderful job taking care of the home and family, so I truly love her. It goes the other way around too. The husband works his tail off, works very hard to provide parnasa. A woman doesn't normally say, My husband is such a good provider, and I truly love him for that. She loves him when he shows specific kindness to her, specifically, uniquely, as a human being. That is the nekuda. Now, ingratitude is not acceptable to her behavior. So the husband is not right for not acknowledging the household things, all those chasadim that a wife does for him in the cooking and the cleaning and the laundering and all these other tremendous millions and billions of things that she does for him. The husband needs to and should appreciate his wife's efforts on his behalf, should acknowledge them, and she should acknowledge and appreciate his, even though it's a normal responsibility. He works very, very hard. He helps with the homework or whatever he does. His supporting, his learning, his doing homework for the, you know, whatever it is, her cooking, laundry. This should be an expression of hakaras hatov one to the other. That's 100% true. Nonetheless, that alone does not build the affection. What does build the affection? Personal acts of kindness directly for your husband, and a husband directly for your wife. Any behavior done specifically for your husband to make him smile. Writing him an affectionate letter, physical affection, quality time specifically for him, words of affirmation specifically for him, and so on and so forth. Buying certain gifts unique to them, and so on and so forth. These are personal kindnesses. It goes also in the intimate and more wanting to appeal to each other type of life. If he tells you he likes a certain dress, so try to wear that around whenever you can. Or a certain nightgown, try to wear that whenever you can. You can ask him what he'd like as a Shabbos guest and invite that person. Whatever it is, all these things that you're doing specifically for him. Just like on the men's side, to do things specifically for the wife, not just the overall household things. So a wife may have this attitude, for example, why should I go out of my way for him? He never does anything like that for me. Last time he brought me flowers was before we were married. He forgets my birthday unless I remind him. He certainly doesn't do anything special or thoughtful for me during the year. Even on Yontif, he forgets to buy me something. After he reviews the halachas of V'sima Chesishtai on Yontif, he forgets to buy me. Now, of course the husband needs to improve on all of these things. There's no question about it. But the essential task of it is to lead him to a higher plane of functioning through her example and through her efforts. If she starts treating him in a special caring way, giving him small doses of personalized attention and love, he will emulate that behavior as well. Even if he didn't catch on, never despair, he may still surprise you. And your marriage will benefit because of that chesed. He may have trouble giving gifts, but he may show his love to you in other ways. See where he shows his love in other ways. People have different styles, different love languages, like we said. In almost all cases, if you ask your husband directly, your husband will respond as a direct request because he truly loves you. Now, part of this also is developing a real deep friendship. The yearning to create a friendship. He does want your friendship, as much as sometimes they don't like to admit it. You know, to have realistic expectations on this friendship, you know. But the idea being is that to work on that deeper communication, to work on being truthful to one another, to being honest with each other, to be vulnerable with each other, to be forgiving of each other. True friendship is that where you do make your mistakes and you work through it and you forgive each other. You forgive each other. You don't let immature mistakes early in your marriage or earlier in your marriage, you know, catch up to you and just fester, let it fester. You move on from it as you both grow. The husband was selfish in his sexual desires and all that. He works through it. He gets better at it. Acknowledge that betterness of it. Work together with it. It is an honesty that comes with a friendship relationship, a trust that's developed, where a wife is honest with her husband and vice versa, where they begin to trust each other. They begin to become more vulnerable in a healthy way towards each other. When he senses he can't trust his wife, he pulls back. Or he could become more controlling. You know, and it's very important to fight that. And a true friendship fosters a great amount of healthy trust. He wants you to enter his world. Sometimes they may seem detached, but they are interested in you sharing their world and you taking pride in the good things that they do. Enjoy the masculine traits of a husband, strengthening the trust between you and the husband. Let him know and do your best to try to be best friends as a goal. Real, real close best friends. Taking interest in some of his hobbies and interests. Reading up on something that he's interested in and talk to him about that or about his learning or about certain things that interest him. Sharing your own experiences with him to have him draw closer to you. To create that healthy friendship love. And also, as part of friendship, is to make your relationship with your husband a safe place to face some of the pain and suffering that he is enduring. Many men go through painful events or unresolved issues, difficulties in their childhood years, teenage years, or broken family, or other things, difficulty, challenges at work, different other struggles. And the friendship aspects of it is when you listen and you don't judge, when you validate his feelings, acknowledge his fears, don't make fun of them, encourage him, remind him that she is loyal and we're in this together forever, and to give up of oneself to each other. Again, we talk so much about, lately, Baruch Hashem, about healthy borders. It doesn't mean that you mavatli yourself to an unhealthy degree, but a certain healthy giving, a certain healthy unselfishness, and finding oneness with one another, no matter what else is going on in their lives, to be a unified whole, to work through things together. So that is the idea. To develop a marriage friendship of three. What is the three? It's yourself, friends with yourself, at peace with yourself, with your husband, to be friends with your husband, and that you both mutually and individually become friends with Hashem. What do you mean friends with Hashem? What does that make any sense? Hashem is a melech malchei ha-melechim. What does he mean, friends with Hashem? So when we talk about friends with Hashem, the Maseilas Yesharim talks about it when it talks about tefillah, when you recognize that you are directing your prayers to Hashem and you express your fears and vulnerabilities and everything towards him. Kashe yedaber ish al reyeyu, I believe the Lashon is. I don't remember right now the exact Maramakim in the Maseilas Yesharim, but he says that clearly. Kashe yedaber ish al reyeyu, like one speaks to one's friend. That warmth, that love, as one speaks to their friend. That is the idea. It talks about it pertaining to Shemayna Esrei, but it talks about it in all aspects of life. And that's the Shechina coming in, is what it is. You know, when Hashem, when it says the Shalom between the two, the Shechina is there. What is Shalom? A big part of Shalom is that friendship, is that unifying friendship, is that oneness that comes from the three, from the actual you, your husband, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all this friendship aspects we talked about, but to remember what we said in the early part of this year of actually doing things, even when you don't feel like it, doing something, but when you start doing it, it awakens a tremendous love and affection. And Kamayim Panim Apanim, it will Be'ezaz Hashem go both ways, and he will do the same Be'ezaz Hashem. Bracha v'hatzlacha.